Something is wrong if someone has a failure to launch. Something is also wrong when someone has a spiritual failure to launch. What is it?
Let's see what the Bible says about that. Hey, welcome to the podcast. I'm glad you're here for this. This is going to be an awkward one. This is going to be one
new word.
Yes. That might just make you cringe a little, might make you uncomfortable a little.
True.
But it's going to be a good one. So I'm glad you're here for this. If you're watching on YouTube, I'm going to ask you, go ahead and like the video. Drop a comment down below if you have something to say about it. And subscribe to our channel. We've got podcasts coming out every Wednesday morning at 8 a.m. And so I'm excited for this.
Yeah, it's good. So talking about a failure to launch. Mm-hmm. I know that was a movie. This is not an advocation for that. That's a word.
Not a sponsor.
For the movie.
Yeah.
But it's also a social term used today to describe someone who is old enough to assume the responsibilities of life. So it's an adult who is still functioning as though they are not an adult.
Yeah. They have not launched out of their house, parents' house,
yeah,
and landed somewhere else and established themselves, got ready. And all.
Yeah, independent.
Yep.
Yeah. So it's a failure to launch. They have progressed physically to an age that they should have moved on, but they have not for some reason. So everybody kind of has to tell them this typical picture of what that looks like. I think for most people, the stereotypical image is someone who's 40 years old, we'll say 40-year-old man, who's still living in his parents' basement, maybe. Mm-hmm. You know, that's kind of the picture. They're eating the parents' food. They're living off their provision. They typically don't have a job. Poor nutrition, poor sleep habits. You should think of them being overweight, fearful of venturing outside the house. They've got anxiety issues. They've got some depression. They have a lack of motivation. There's really not much purpose for their life other than maybe even playing video games, watching movies, surfing social media, low ambition, low desires, difficulty managing stress and issues that come along, maybe a bit of narcissism. They tend to justify themselves and blame everyone else. Some avoidance of any real significant responsibility. They tend to be withdrawn, isolate, and then often have very poor social and communication skills as a result.
Told you it'd be an awkward one.
That's awkward. And it's sad because, again, though they've advanced in age, they've not progressed into maturity.
Yeah.
And so they're stuck at a place much earlier in life than they should have progressed from. And so emotionally, thought processes, their ability to handle life, they don't have what they ought to have at that point.
Yeah, and basically for this person, ease, comfort, and selfishness is like the name of the game.
That is
what they are living for. What's the easiest route for me? Mm-hmm. How am I going to make sure I'm going to be most comfortable all the time? Mm-hmm. And then I'm going to be super controlling of what's mine. And that's going to be what I live in, you know?
Yeah, they typically are not thinking about the well-being of other people.
No.
They think about other people, but they think in terms of fear of what those other people think about them.
Yeah.
Or what they're too imposing or too difficult to manage. Relations are difficult, so they don't. Mm-hmm. And so they're much more consumed about themselves and their own little world.
Yeah. And you look at those situations and you're like, what in the world happened to those people? Why are they like that? What can be done about it? You know, and it's usually super awkward, mainly because that person doesn't have a desire to change at all.
Yeah,
and so it just keeps it even more awkward because you can encourage them and tell them all day long, "Hey, what you're doing is weird and unhealthy, and you need to do other things." And they're like, "Nah, it's easier here. It's more comfortable here, and I don't have to deal with anyone else out there." Right? I have a fear of what everyone else thinks, says, does, whatever.
Yep.
And it's just all about me here, really.
Yeah, they've already got all the excuses built up in their mind of why they're doing what they're doing. And so, you know, if you're the one and you see someone else with this, you recognize it. But if you're the one in it, it's very hard to recognize. They don't often recognize that's where they are. They have built up a scenario as to why they're in this spot.
Yeah. Exactly.
And so that's where they live.
Yeah. But like in reality, with the age they are, like there's so much they could or should mm-hmm. be accomplishing. Mm-hmm. There's so much obviously for them to experience and so much that they could be doing for others with mm-hmm. what they've, you know, the life they've lived and all that stuff and mm-hmm. being a help to other people and all this stuff. But they are totally stuck. And because they're stuck because they never launched. They failed to launch out of their comfort.
Yeah. And I wonder if, you know, the age in which we live, you know, digital world, mm-hmm. you can live in a digital world from your living room, mm-hmm. bedroom, garage, mm-hmm. basement, wherever. You can in some ways pretend to live a life outside while still staying inside.
Yeah.
I wonder if that, the COVID era, you know, so many people work from home mm-hmm. and they live at home. You can shop from home. You can have food delivered to you.
Yeah.
You can totally stay in your spot. I wonder if that's a factor in some of this.
I mean,
those are external factors. Yeah, I'm not sure that's the real reason.
No, but not that that's the root, but also today, like childhood seems to be elongated, basically. Like stay a child longer, stay a young teen longer, in a sense, is kind of the idea. And don't really grow up, because when you grow up, things get hard and all this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
All with the mindset of, I just need to avoid what's hard out there. I just need to stay in my comfort zone. I just need to stay in the easy way and all this kind of, you know.
Add to that any kind of psychologists, therapists, psychiatrists willing to give you a label for this condition,
exactly,
and some medication for this condition, mm-hmm. and a reason, mm-hmm. an excuse, then you get the perpetuating of the problem.
Exactly.
I don't think that creates a problem. I think it perpetuates the problem.
Exactly.
So we're just saying all of that to really lay some ground rules today mm-hmm. and a foundation for the real discussion. Mm-hmm. That is what we're basing the conversation off of. That's kind of the metaphor we're building on. Because there are people who though they should be moving on in their faith, even have not.
Yeah.
That we're using this as a springboard today for a conversation about a spiritual failure to launch. Because the same thing happens spiritually to mm-hmm. people. They should be progressing along in their faith. They should be at a point beyond where they are, mm-hmm. but something's happened along the way. And they have become like the 40-year-old man who's never assumed responsibility.
Exactly.
They are they're the 20-year Christian, you know, 10-year Christian, 30-year Christian, whatever they are. And though they should have progressed on, they're not. They are still living as though they are a child in their faith. Mm-hmm. That's not God's plan.
It's not healthy. That's not growth.
No, that's not the pattern. Something's wrong. Uh-huh. In the same way that there's something wrong if there's someone who has a failure to launch physically, mm-hmm. emotionally, there's something wrong when a person has a failure to spiritually launch. Mm-hmm. It's not God's plan to remain an infant. People ought to move on in their faith. We ought to move on to places where we become more mature, where we are continually growing. Mm-hmm. There's not a stopping point. There's not you've arrived, you're done.
Yeah.
There's this ongoing, continual progression in the faith. If we're being, and it's really not an if, it's because we're being conformed to the image of Christ mm-hmm. and will be until we are in heaven, then God is at that methodical, persistent, passionate work of conforming us. So, mm-hmm. the healthy response would be, I'm being conformed. I'm being changed. Mm-hmm. I don't think the way I used to. I don't feel the way I used to. I don't talk the way I used to. I don't behave the way I used to. I don't have the same patterns that I used to. I'm continually changing, whether you are 30, 40, 70, 90. It still ought to be progressing. We should be becoming more mature, more wise, thinking more like Christ. We should be walking in greater spiritual victory. Mm-hmm. There ought to be this progression in which you are actually becoming what the scripture says, more than a conqueror.
Yeah.
You should be moving on to those places. You should have greater confidence in your faith. There should be this progression that every day, every week, every year, there's a greater sense of certainty of what you believe, what God has said he will be to us, who he said he will be to us, and who we are in him. A greater sense of growing in my faith. I am I am taking greater risk. I am believing more deeply. I am reaching out. I am launching out more than I ever have before. Yeah. There should be this place where we are influencing others, mm-hmm. where we are making a difference in the lives of other people. That should be ongoing. That should not decline. That yeah. should not become less mm-hmm. with age. It should increase.
Yeah.
There should be a greater sense of restoring what has been lost over the years, a sense of greater purpose, a greater worship, where there's yeah. greater freedom, greater wonder, greater acknowledgement, and yeah. greater demonstration of worship, a greater transformation of us. I mean, those are all the things that yeah. ought to be happening yeah. in a person's life. But if they have a spiritual failure to launch, then those things are often not present. Somewhere along the way, they've stopped. They hit a wall. Yeah. They stopped moving. And sadly, sometimes people are even regressing in these areas. They're moving backwards yeah. instead of moving forwards. Mm-hmm. And there's something wrong when that's yeah. happening, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, first thing on what we just talked about, like, for the person who has grown up with their, you know, like, literal age, and you see things, especially if you grow in the church, like, you have seen story and story and story of God's faithfulness. You have mm-hmm. lived God's faithfulness. You've mm-hmm. you've lived and seen how God works and intervenes in people's lives, you know?
Yeah.
So that is the reason why there should be greater worship, greater love.
Yeah.
There should be ongoing transformation, because you've been around it. You've
yep.
seen it. And yep. that's what needs to happen to help the younger people who don't, or maybe, you know, you can see they might fail to launch spiritually.
Mm-hmm.
I need to go encourage them and speak the truth into them. And yeah. there is a natural progression that's intended to come with physical development and just in general. You
yeah,
know, like, it's
God's designed us physically to mature.
Yeah.
We don't reach a point and then we just stop.
Yeah.
You know, there's continual movement.
Exactly. And that's
aging.
Just something that's going to happen.
Yeah.
Like, kind of whether you like it or not, you're going to get older, you
yeah,
know, and right. you're going to grow. Like
yeah.
you are, whenever you are young, you will grow and you will grow stronger. You know, you will learn, obviously, to walk. You will
you
learn
should.
To run. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. In yeah. healthy situations.
In the healthy environments, you will learn to walk. You will learn to run. And you'll grow in your knowledge. You'll grow in your diligence. You'll grow in
yeah.
your persistence and all this. Again, in the
yeah.
healthy environment, like, those things will happen. But
yeah.
just because they physically happen, that doesn't mean that spiritually you are going to have the same.
Yeah.
It's, you know, in a healthy environment, you're just going to grow. You have to put in the work as well. I mean, obviously.
Yeah.
In the physical development, you have to put in the work as well. But,
right. Yeah. I mean, you have two littles
yeah.
at home right now.
Exactly.
And they're
yeah.
in different stages, but they're
mm-hmm.
you have to help them
yeah.
learn
yeah.
to feed themselves.
Yeah.
To walk.
Exactly.
To run.
Yep.
To eventually ride a bike.
Mm-hmm.
All of those things.
Mm-hmm.
Those are trained behaviors that come with growth. And if we saw someone who was not progressing
yep.
at the level fitting to their age, we think something's not right
yeah, exactly.
here.
We should step in and help, and we should figure
yeah,
out, you know,
something
for young and all that.
Yeah. Either there's a developmental issue, or the
yeah.
environment that they're in is not healthy. There
exactly.
should be a natural progression of health.
Exactly. Again, growing relationships, you learn how to handle more responsibility,
mm-hmm.
You have greater mental and emotional development. All those
mm-hmm.
things are the physical side mm-hmm. of things, the physical developments that happen in life. And so there's also a natural progression when it comes to spiritual development.
Yeah.
Because we're born again. You're spiritually born again. And when you're born again, it's like the infancy stage, which, again, I have a 3-month-old son who is
mm-hmm.
in total dependence stage,
yeah.
you know? He has to be carried from place to place and picked up and moved
yeah.
and all this kind of stuff, you
yeah.
know? Like, he is entirely dependent on us to be fed and to get him to sleep and to change his diaper and to,
yeah.
you know, do all of the things. And that's at the beginning stages of our faith. That is what we need. We need
yeah,
people to come alongside us.
Yeah, Jesus uses that picture. He says
mm-hmm.
when we believe in him, we are born again. We
mm-hmm.
become brand new.
Mm-hmm.
And he uses that birth model.
Mm-hmm.
And then the rest of the New Testament talks about it in terms of growing in our faith
mm-hmm.
and learning to walk in the Spirit.
Yeah.
and progress. So there should be this progression that happens in us from spiritual birth forward. And it's sad to think of someone who is still walking in spiritual infancy, though time has passed,
and
they should be into spiritual maturity.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, because like you said, you know, a baby is completely dependent. Mm-hmm. They have to be fed. Mm-hmm. They don't know how to feed themselves.
Yeah.
They have to be cleaned. Mm-hmm. They don't know how to clean themselves. Mm-hmm. They have to be consoled and rocked to sleep. Mm-hmm. all those things have to happen from others. And so it's God's plan that that same thing happen for us spiritually. Yeah. So let's just jump all the way in here to this discussion then about spiritual failure to launch. How would you know if that is maybe happening or has happened to you?
Yeah. Because you might not be the 40-year-old in the basement, but you might hear some of these things and go, whoa, that's awkward. That's actually me. I recognize.
I might be the 40-year-old believer, or the 40-year-old. Yeah. It's been 40 years since I've come to Christ, but these things actually may be true of me.
Ooh. Exactly.
So let's talk about that. So again, we're looking personal at this now. We're not looking at someone else in our life. We're looking at, okay, let's do a little self-evaluation. How would you know if you have had a spiritual failure to launch, if you've gotten stuck somewhere? I think the first thing is you would still be at a place where you have more fear and uncertainty about your faith than confidence in your faith. That's someone who's still in infancy. One of the characteristics in the New Testament of someone who is growing in their faith is that they have confidence about who they are in Christ. Mm-hmm. They are secure. John would write in 1 John and say, these things I have written that you may know that you have eternal life. Mm-hmm. There is a foundation that we are meant to have. We are meant to build our house on the rock, not on the sand. There is a building that should take place. Peter would write and say, these things you should add to your faith.
Yeah.
And he gives a powerful list there in 2 Peter. So there should be a confidence about our faith. But if you're still walking in fear and uncertainty about whether you are even a believer, if you will spend eternity with Christ, if you have your sins forgiven, you're going to have difficulty progressing in your faith because those are related to the foundational elements. So you may have had a spiritual failure to launch if you're walking more fear and uncertainty about your faith and confidence. But the second thing is you're more dependent on others for your spiritual diet. There's a place to be dependent upon other people.
Yeah, whenever you're a new believer.
When you're a new believer, you need someone else to tell you everything. Yeah. But the whole point of maturity is you learn how to feed yourself.
Yes.
Your Shiloh is learning how
she's
to feed herself.
There. Yeah. She's working the fork and the spoon and all this kind of stuff.
Is it messy? Yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Does she always get all the food and nutrients?
No.
But we do help her.
And you have to help her.
Exactly.
Yeah, and
but we are working toward the end of, hey, we're going to prepare food for you and give it to you.
Yes.
She's not to the point where she's preparing the food and all this, but she is growing. You know, she's a year and a half. And so we are helping get food to her.
Yeah.
And she's able to eat.
Yeah.
You know.
You don't just spoon feed her everything.
No.
There's a time.
Yeah.
Maybe a time for that.
When she was younger.
Yeah. Yeah. But you're at the place where you're putting things on the tray or the table in front of her for her to begin to do
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
Yeah. So spiritual immaturity or someone has a failure to launch has to always be spoon fed by someone else. They haven't learned to eat for themselves.
Yeah.
A third thing that is an indicator of spiritual failure to launch is you have no outlet of being an encouragement for others in their faith. Mm. You're not doing anything to benefit someone else in their faith.
Yeah. Always a giver. I mean, always a taker, never a giver.
Yeah. And again, infants, young children, they're not in the place to be able to give to others.
Yeah.
They're not preparing
meals. No.
They're not in the kitchen.
Uh-huh.
Unless they're saying, I want some food.
Hold me.
Yeah.
Hold me.
Exactly. someone who has a spiritual failure to launch, they have no outlet. They're not being an encouragement to someone else. They're not counseling, instructing, encouraging. They're not helping someone else in their faith. They're also, if you've had a spiritual failure to launch, you are easily offended and wounded. Mm-hmm. You perceive the world around you as everyone's against you, and it's all about you. Mm-hmm. And so you're not looking to give yourself away. You're looking all the time at how people have failed you, hurt you.
How are people trying to hurt me? Yes. How might people hurt me?
Yes. You hear every conversation in terms of, well, what did you mean by that? Mm-hmm. You know, you're offended, you're hurt, you're wounded because you have not matured in your own identity. And so that weakness within you translates, and it translates into even more hurt. You know, I'm sure you've probably heard the phrase, hurt people hurt people. Mm-hmm. And it's true. If you live in a spiritually infant stage, you have never progressed on, then you stay offended, you stay wounded. Another thing that happens for those who have a spiritual failure to launch is just like a baby, you fall more than you walk. It's true. In those early phases, an infant, a child, a young child.
Learning to toddle.
Yes, is toddling around and pulls up on the couch, and then they start, then they fall.
Yep.
They will, but there would be a problem if they were three and still falling more than they were walking.
Exactly.
But it happens that way for some people who are believers. They're still falling more than they are walking. They're still failing more than they are succeeding. They're still losing more than they are gaining ground. There ought to be a progression in which you become more than a conqueror. I'm not talking about sinless perfection.
No.
But there ought to be a place which you grow up, you mature, you hear the Spirit of God speaking to you, you understand wisdom, and you stop making some of the mistakes that you used to make. You don't have the same battles that you used to have. There's just a lot there. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
You might have a spiritual failure to launch if you always need someone else to come clean you up when you mess up. That's what infants,
you're saying is infants in someone do. Someone takes the responsibilities for you and say you go and like trying to think of some examples.
Yeah, someone has to cover for you every time you mess up. You haven't learned on your own to acknowledge I was wrong. And you say, I'm sorry, would you forgive me? Someone else is always cleaning up after your mess. Just like a baby. Yeah. All they know to do is
get stuff out.
Well, and pee and poop.
Yeah.
And they don't think in terms of, I think I'll go to the bathroom, I'll get some toilet paper, and I will take care of my own business. And no, all they know is I feel the urge, I go, and I make a mess. Or I'm going to pull this stuff out of the cabinet, I'm going to make a mess. They don't think in terms of, oh, it's bedtime. Okay, I'll clean my room.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, let me go get organized real quick.
They go around and they make messes, and everybody else has to clean up after them. Mm-hmm. If you are in a place where you have spiritual failure to launch, you go around making messes. You create havoc. You cause conflict. You create scenarios of pain for people, and someone else has to always come behind you and pick up because you have not learned on your own how to handle responsibility. Mm-hmm. You might have a spiritual failure to launch if you are more up and down in your faith than constant. Life has ups and downs, but progressing faith should move us to a place of evenness. Mm-hmm. And hate to sound like Fauci back in the day, but flatten the curve, you know, there should be.
Classic. Yes.
There shouldn't be the roller coaster all the time.
Yeah.
I'm up, I'm down, I'm in, I'm out, I'm there, I'm gone.
Yeah.
There should be this evenness. Yeah. Are there going to be difficult days? Yes. Yeah.
You'll still have up and down, but it might not be this every hour.
You shouldn't crash and then have these incredible highs and then crash and incredible highs. No, there's going to be days of joy and wonder and worship, but there's going to be days of trust and pain, faith and walking it out.
Yep.
You might have a spiritual failure to launch if you struggle more than you excel. Life has struggle. Mm-hmm. I'm not talking about less troubles coming your way. But if you always are in a struggle, if you're never overcoming, if you're never accomplishing and moving forward, you might have a spiritual failure to launch. Mm-hmm. If you are blaming everyone else for what's happening in your life, you have possibly a spiritual failure to launch. Again, this is what children do. You know, yeah. It's their fault. They did this to me. I didn't do that. You know, if you're blaming everyone else, you have yet to accept the responsibility that's necessary for your life. Yeah. And then I think our last we'll discuss. We got a lot more we're going to say today, but I think another indicator of a spiritual failure to launch is you stay spiritually isolated. Mm-hmm. You are withdrawn, pulled away. Talk about limited elements of your life with anyone else, and you stay inside a very, very small shell. That's sad. Mm-hmm. Again, like the 40-year-old man living in the basement, that's sad. A believer who should be at a place of greater maturity and influence and impact and confidence in their life, not at that place, it's sad.
Yeah.
And the Bible addresses these as well. Mm-hmm. Hebrews 5 says, "For though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you again the basic principles of the oracles of God." Mm. He says you need milk, not solid food. For everyone who lives on milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness, since he is a child. Solid food is for the mature, for those who have their powers of discernment trained by constant practice to distinguish good from evil. So here's this great contrast between what maturity and immaturity looks like, between launching successfully and a failure to launch. Yeah. You remain in infant stage. Mm-hmm. Someone has to prepare milk for you.
Yeah.
You don't prepare for yourself.
Yeah. So I think the question then from all of this, like, it's easy to hypothesize whenever you see a physical failure to launch, you're going, oh, well, their parents, they just always did this, or they never actually, you know, the person who is still at their house or whatever, you know, oh, well, they never took the real right steps for all this stuff. So it's like, we might understand the physical failure to launch a little bit more than the spiritual, but that's the question. How did someone who failed to launch spiritually, how did they get into that position? Why did they not succeed in stepping out into their own and standing in independence, standing in confidence? Like, what is it that shaped them?
Yeah. You know there's a lot of possible reasons, but I think I want to talk about a few of those, because one of the things I've seen is that if you ever sat under teaching in a church or in Christianity that was legalistic, heavy-handed, and was driven or was kept you beat down, driven by more rule-oriented faith, that creates someone who never progresses. You can't progress well in that environment because you are beat down, forced down, and life is all about trying to be perfect, and no one can. So you stay an infant. You never travel off into the depths of forgiveness and grace and mercy and wisdom and what it means to be close to Christ. You can't because you're kept in this beat down system.
Yeah,
it's sad. People don't grow up in a church environment like that, or that same environment may have been one where there was heavy, demanding expectations. So much so in that church environment that you had this fear of failure. And it might have not just been the church environment, it might have been the home environment you were in as well.
Yeah.
Or a group environment you were in where there was
friends
this,
and
where the expectations about following Christ were so heavy and so demanding that you felt like, I'm gonna fail at this. I'm gonna mess up all the time. And that would be the worst thing you could ever do is mess up. And so that keeps people in infancy. They never move on. They keep having to be fed milk if they've been in strong, heavy control environment. Can you think about it like a child growing up in a heavy, oppressive environment where they're terrified of the parent, terrified of authority, terrified they're going to mess up, afraid they're going to do the wrong thing. That person will not progress emotionally like they need to. Yeah. They will not build confidence in themselves. They will not want to progress. They'll want to move out of that environment, but they'll remain a child after that. They won't be able to progress. And sadly, that happens for some people in their faith even. They've been a part of oppressive faith environments, and so they are spiritually infants still, stunted. They've not moved forward. That it also happens where they've maybe been traumatized by a leader. They've been hurt in some way. They were in an environment where there was a lot of shame, a lot of guilt, a lot of condemnation. And as a result, they just pulled back and said, well, I guess I just can't do anything. And if you don't accept responsibility, then you just become the man who's 40 years old living in the basement. Yeah, you become the 20-year Christian who's still an infant. You become the 40-year Christian who's terrified to move forward because they're convinced they're always going to mess up.
Yeah.
No certainty, no confidence, no forgiveness, no sense of hope. That's sad.
It's heartbreaking.
Yeah. So they could have been in an oppressive environment. They could have been in an environment where they were never taught how to grow, never taught how to read their Bible, never taught.
Importance was never expressed on any of that. Yeah.
Yeah. They were in fact, in some of those environments, they were impressed upon them that the pastor or the spiritual leader is the only one who hears from God. Mm-hmm. And so you have to be dependent upon him. Mm-hmm. Don't read for yourself because you're going to get it wrong.
Yeah.
Don't pray for yourself because you're not going to know. You don't have the gift. You don't have the calling. You don't have the anointing. Those are sad. The Bible says that leaders in the church have been given the gift and responsibility of helping the church grow up in the faith, to equip the saints for the work of ministry. So if someone's been a part of an environment where they were never taught, then they will remain an infant. They will not launch out. If they've been in an environment where they've never been taught about the full scope of forgiveness that's theirs in Christ, they will remain a spiritual infant. They will continually be trying to work off their sin, pay off their sin, figure out a way to deal with the pain of the guilt that they carry. And so they try to do more religious works. They try to do things, and they can't. And so you end up not able to move forward, not able to spiritually launch. If a person is never taught who they are in Christ, that they have been seated with him in heavenly places, that they have been blessed with every spiritual blessing, that they are more than conquerors, that they have been forgiven of all their sins, past, present, and future, that they have been filled with the Spirit, that they have a holy calling, that God is at work in them, conforming them to the image of Christ. If you don't know all of those things and apply them to your life, then you'll just keep living in infancy and you will have a spiritual failure to launch. You'll keep beating yourself up, trying to punish yourself instead of seeing that Christ took your punishment. And the other thing that is, I think, that goes with this will be the last of these, is that sometimes in church and faith environments, there's such a teaching that the outside world is so scary.
Yeah.
That there's
so
this
great big and bad.
Yeah, yeah. Basically, what they hear is, greater is those outside than the one who is in you.
Yeah.
And so they live terrified of what's out in the world out there. Yeah. They're out to get us.
Yeah.
They're gonna get me. They're gonna win. They're gonna do this. No, you've got it backwards. Greater is he who is in you than he who is in the world. If you know that truth and you walk in that, then you will launch. You will launch out and you will launch others out.
Yeah,
but if you got it backwards, you'll be terrified.
Yeah.
You'll never launch. You'll stay on the launch pad.
Yeah.
You'll stay in the basement. You'll stay in the isolation.
Mm-hmm. I think the thing about all of that that just about angers me the most is that it's not like, oh, this just happens in some kind of obscure families here and there. But this is happening in churches.
Yes.
In large churches. This is happening This is poor leadership. This is poor communication of the gospel, of the truth. This is creating weak and soft people. And that is what Christianity has been boiled down to today, to where it's like, hey, just get run over by everyone all the time.
Yep.
And in reality, all we need to be is nice, and hopefully people will come around.
Mm-hmm.
But no, that's so no. weak and so soft. And that, like, there's no surprise why Christianity is viewed the way it's viewed today, mm-hmm. you know, as like a yep. weak, small God
mm-hmm.
with people who are just trying to be nice. But in reality, you know, they're never standing in confidence. You
yeah.
know?
Yeah.
And so it's like that's the most tragic thing today.
Yeah. And they're covered over by their sins. They're covered over by their guilt. Yeah. They're stuck in addictions or stuck yeah. in bad habits or stuck in their fears. And so, yeah, there's no power in that.
Yeah.
You, name of Christ all you want. Say you go to church all you want. You're just making it worse.
Exactly.
You're just saying, hey, here's what it looks like to be a Christian. I do religious things, but my life is a wreck.
Exactly. Exactly. Which yeah. like goes to show, hey, maybe you actually have never fed yourself for once in your life.
You right.
know, maybe you've never actually left being coddled in ease and comfort all the time, you know? Yeah. And that is the most tragic and frustrating thing to me,
yeah.
looking at this and then thinking about the state of the church at large and where it has been
mm-hmm.
in recent time.
Mm-hmm.
And again, thankfully, we have a new push of mm-hmm. strength and confidence and boldness as believers and unity as believers
yeah.
and not just weak, soft.
Yeah.
Don't get too confident in God because you might go through something painful and then that means God's actually out to get you.
Yeah, right. You know? Years ago, I'll say decades ago actually, Amy Grant had a song. It's called Fat Baby. And it was kind of this comical, sweet little song, but she had this powerful message with it, talking about Christians who carry their King James Bible and they go to church, but they're really just fat little babies is all they are.
Nice. Nice.
It's true. It's it is.
Exactly.
And it's kind of what we're talking about here today. People who by this time you ought to be teachers, you ought to be influencers, you ought to be movers and shakers, you ought to be making a difference for the kingdom. Yeah. You ought to be standing up into who you are. You ought to be launching out, you ought to be launching others out, but you're still all wrapped up in yourself and you're just a fat little baby, basically.
And that, like, again, sadly, that is what needs to be said to people who have not launched spiritually. There has to be a sense of grabbing someone by their shoulders saying, this is not reality.
Yes.
This is not good. You're weak, you're soft, and you need to get hard. Like, you need to be strong. You need to be someone that stands with confidence. You need to be someone that is ready to face like reality and life and darkness, and you need to stand up in truth, you know?
That's true.
That is what today is needed, you know?
Yeah, like, yeah.
We can't go, yeah, it's a shame all that stuff happens.
Yeah. All right. I'm just going to be merciful to them.
Yeah.
No, you don't. They don't need that anymore. No,
exactly.
When they truly were a fat little baby, they needed that. But by this time, as the writer of Hebrews says, you ought to be teachers. So I'm not gonna be soft with you anymore.
Exactly.
It's time. You stop drinking the milk, get some meat.
Exactly.
You know, start learning how to prepare the meal yourself.
Yeah.
Get up, practice faith, have some discernment.
Yeah.
You grow up. Yeah. Yeah. Paul would write and say, when I was a child, I spoke as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things.
Yep.
I put away living in the basement. I put away everyone else feeding me. I put away life being all about me. So what do you do if today you recognize, this is not just someone in my life. This is me.
Yeah.
Because that is very, very possible.
Mm-hmm.
And if that realization is happening right now, then I'd say that's God speaking to you.
Mm-hmm.
Because no one comes to that conclusion on their own.
No. Yep.
That Spirit of God. And that's a great thing. If you hear that today, way to go. Way to go for hearing. What do you do next? I think you admit, based on what the Bible says, you admit and you repent.
Yeah.
You say, God, forgive me for being a baby.
Yeah.
Forgive me for not moving forward.
Yep, exactly.
Forgive me for not launching. Forgive me for not launching others. I should have been there.
And he will forgive you.
Exactly.
He does forgive you.
Yeah. Here's step number two that's massively important. Yeah. You're forgiven then.
Yeah.
You are freed.
Yeah.
He loves you. He accepts you. And you are cleansed of that.
So good.
Now, Now let's move on. Mm-hmm. That's it. Don't beat yourself up anymore.
All right. Now for the next 10 years, I need to be really mad that I did all those things and really sad that it wasn't who I thought I should be.
Stop wallowing in your dirty diaper.
Yeah.
Stop crying because it's dirty. It's been changed.
Yep.
It's been cleansed. Let's move on.
Yep.
And now you pick up your Bible and you read it.
Mm-hmm.
See what God has to say to you.
Yeah.
Don't turn on your favorite podcast right away, you know?
Yep.
That can be helpful. That's great. And it's necessary.
Thanks for calling us your favorite podcast.
But there has to be a point in which you pick up your Bible and you pray and you seek God.
Yes.
Will you need some help along the way? Yes. Mm-hmm. Do I still need some help along the way? Mm-hmm. Yes. Do I still turn to counselors and commentaries and favorite authors? Yes. Mm-hmm. But I also pick up the Bible and pray and say, God, I know you're going to speak to me.
Yep.
Let's do this. So you may even need to talk to your pastor about where you are, what God has shown you, and you may need to start all over again and maybe even be baptized again. We've had some people here at Vertical. They've recognized 20 years in, 30 years in, that they have not progressed, and they say, I know I don't have to be baptized again, but I want to be baptized again.
I need to put that to death.
Yes, I want to put my old life to death, and I want this moment to be that for me. Yeah. So it may be something you need to do. I'd say also use this moment to break out of some old bad cycles.
Mm-hmm.
If your rhythm is sit in front of a TV, sit in front of a computer screen, social media all day, break that.
Yeah,
get up, get out, break dependence on others. Do something for yourself. Mature. Grow up. Do something for someone else. And then get out of your isolation. Man, go to church. Get involved with some other people. Have someone over. Serve in some way. Serve someone else. Have an outlet where you are doing something for someone else.
Mm-hmm.
Can be in your home. Can be at church. Can be someone else. If you're capable, get a job, go to work, serve, give your life away to something bigger than yourself. And then read in the scripture of who you are as a launcher.
Yeah.
That's what you're meant to be.
Yeah.
Not just one who's launched, but you become a launcher. That's the destination. Jesus told his disciples, go and make disciples. That's the real evidence that you've matured, is that you are reproducing. You are encouraging. You are giving life to someone else. You're not just launched. You're launching someone else. Yeah. You're helping them be launched.
So
and then when that one's launched, go launch someone else. Yeah. And you keep this cycle, this rhythm up. That's spiritual maturity.
Yeah.
That's growing up.
Yeah.
That's what we're called to, is to be those who help others be launched.
And that's what we're seeing here at Vertical too. Yeah. Like, we're seeing people, like you said, getting baptized. We're seeing people who have said, wow, I have been in the Christian camp for a long time, but now I understand it. Now
yes. It. Yeah. And I see my family different. I'm no longer thinking about what my spouse ought to be doing for me, my kids ought to be doing for me, what everyone else has not done for me. But I'm seeing what God has done for me, and now I'm giving my life away for someone else.
Yeah.
I'm living for his glory, and I'm living for someone else to know that same glory.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where life is. And that's the pattern God is at work building in us.
Mm-hmm.
And he invites us to join him in that, not be stuck, not be stuck on the launch pad, not stuck in the basement, stuck in our fear, stuck in isolation. So
good.
All right. Good stuff today. Pass it along, share it with a friend, have a conversation, cry out to God. Forgive me for not launching, and forgive me for not helping someone else get launched and get into that work. This is
that's good.
It just fits with who we are as Vertical. It's the message of lift him up and live him out. It's what it all is. So thanks for joining us today, being a part of what God's doing for you.